Welcome back to our kitchen table. This is Don Makwich, and I want to take about 5 minutes and share the gospel with you. Earlier this morning, I was outside with our son, William, and I was pushing him back and forth on the swing. And as I was pushing him, William was singing that familiar song, precious song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And recently, I've been enjoying some verses in the Gospel of John chapter 11, a true story of two sisters, Martha and Mary, and their brother Lazarus. And one of the things that I noticed yesterday and again this morning as I was reading the portion in John chapter 11, this is in verse 5, it says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." How precious and how wonderful. And the good news is that Jesus' love is not just limited to those ones. His love is for you too. Some of the verses that draw encouragement to my heart and my soul, and I share them with you, come from the book of Psalms. In Psalm 139, verse 2, it says, "Thou understandest my thoughts afar off." Verse 3, it says, "Thou art acquainted with all my ways." How precious, how wonderful that the one who knows you most is the one who loves you best and loves me best. In Psalm 40, verse 17, it says, "The Lord thinketh upon me." Are you feeling that no one loves you? That no one cares about you? I've got some good news. Jesus loves you and Jesus cares about you. Martha and Mary, their brother was sick and their brother was dying. They had a problem, they had a need, and they needed help. I want to challenge you, when you have a problem, when you have a need, who do you go to, or what do you go to? Who are you turning to? Martha and Mary, they knew who to turn to. They turned to Jesus. Each one of us has a problem. Each one of us is born in sins. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Have you gone to the Lord Jesus with your sins, or are you still carrying them, trying to make it through on your own? If you do, you won't make it. If you go through life in your sins and you die in your sins, you can't get into heaven. Jesus is the only one who can take those sins away from you, because he's the one who loves you and he's the one who died for you on Calvary's cross. Martha and Mary, they went to Jesus because their brother was dying. And each one of us, unless you've accepted the Lord Jesus, we're in our sins. And our sins are growing every single day. They don't go away on their own. And the reality is, if we die in our sins, there's a very, very bad place called hell that you'll end up going into. And none of us wants you to go there. And also, we want to share with you that this world will not satisfy your heart and your cravings on your own. You need someone, and you need Jesus. Mary and Martha went to Jesus, and they told him about their problem. They told him that their brother was sick and that their brother was dying. And Jesus was interested, and he cared about their brother Lazarus. And he's going to come, and he's going to come to the graveside. And Jesus cares about you. He loves you, and he is interested in you. Well, Jesus came to the town where they lived, and by that time, Lazarus was dead. But Jesus is God, and he's going to perform a miracle that day, a miracle where he is going to raise Lazarus from the dead. You know, it's one thing to predict the weather. It's another thing to make the storm a calm. It's one thing to help and heal someone who is dying. It's another thing to raise somebody from the dead. But Jesus is going to use this opportunity to bring out a wonderful truth when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Believest thou this? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he's the one that you need. He's the one that I needed too. He's the one who saved me from my sins. He's the one who saved my wife from her sins. And he's the one who saves two of my children from their sins. And he wants to save you from your sins. Believest thou this? That's a question that you have to answer. it's not just I'm going to hear the gospel message, and it's something that we need to act upon. Okay, I want to challenge you, don't let unbelief keep you from coming to the Lord. Martha was able to come back to Mary and said, the Master is come and calleth for thee, and Jesus is calling for you today. There's a song we sometimes sing, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. Do you hear him calling you today? The Master is come and calleth for thee. Well, Mary had to make a response. Was she going to say, yes, I'm going to come quickly, or was she going to reject that? It says in verse 29, as soon as she heard that, she came quickly and came unto him. Have you come to Jesus yourself? Well, Jesus came and he raised Lazarus from the dead. It was a tremendous miracle. It says at the end of that portion that many believed, but sadly not everyone did. Are you among the many? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus? Or are you still rejecting his offer of salvation? As we wrap this gospel message up for today, I think of one who persecuted Christians and who identified himself as the chief of sinners. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he said, this man's name was Paul, he said, the Son of God who loved me. Basically, Jesus loves me. But he adds five more words to it. He says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Really, anybody can say Jesus loves me. But can you say truly from the heart, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me? Friends, as we wrap this up, we love you. We care about you. We know there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of people hurting. People are dying. People are being laid off from their jobs. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of confusion. But just take this time right now to look back to the one who loves you. The Lord Jesus went to Calvary's cross. He was punished for your sins and mine if we will repent and put our faith and trust in him. His precious blood was shed for you and for me. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Jesus died on the cross, was buried, but rose again 3 days later and has gone back to heaven where he is now. And he is waiting for you to accept him. God is offering you eternal life. God is offering you salvation. Take it. Be like the Apostle Paul, who could say, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.